is the daily roundup on Radio Islam International. And now we're going to be speaking to Dr. Ribawani Moshanyani, an occupational medical practitioner at Workforce Healthcare. And we're speaking about staff members that will be returning to work in the new year, that many companies, many factories have closed for the year or will be closing the next week or so. And thereafter, their staff would probably be traveling back home or would be traveling on holiday to different destinations. And what procedures or what protocols should be put in place for when staff return back to work in the new year. Dr. Ribawani, good evening, and thank you so much for joining us this evening on the program.
Good evening, Mr. Ibrahim. Thank you so much for having me, and good evening to your listeners.
It's good to have you with us. Now, when the holidays do end and people return back to work, the possibility of the virus spreading increases, particularly when employees may have visited hotspots, or what measures or employers will have to put in measures in place for when staff return to work. So the first question I'd like to ask you is that if a person is well and a person is able to go back to work, then why then should employers need further measures put in place?
Okay, so Mr. Ibrahim, we know that well, when it comes to COVID-19, it doesn't necessarily mean that someone does not have the virus. So, I mean, with people that are asymptomatic, they're well, they don't have any symptoms, but they are transmitting the virus and they can go into the workplace having the virus. So, I mean, now we've reached about 10,000 new cases per day mark. So, I mean, it's a lot of people that are now testing positive. And we therefore anticipating that come January, we're going to have an increased risk of COVID-19 in the workplace. So it's very important that the employers start being proactive. And we as Workforce Healthcare recommend that they develop COVID-19 return to work plans come January 2021.
Now, we've read in the article and so on that people need, or employers need, to put in extra measures. What kind of measures should our employers be taking over and above the ones that are already in place?
Okay, so I think with the ones that are already in place, I mean, it's always important to always do a risk assessment and review them, because you can't just do a risk assessment once off and it's supposed to be lasting. So you need to review the risk assessments and put stringent control measures in place. And I think with also the screening methods that have been used, I think we've noticed that screening has not been done properly and it's not effective. Because the people come to the workplace, the only thing that's done is a temperature screening, which is not the most effective, because most people do not present with temperature or a fever when they have COVID-19. So doing a questionnaire in conjunction with the temperature screening should be what employers do in the workplace, rather than just having a temperature taken. And I think it's important that, you know, the employees are educated as well, that when you are experiencing any symptoms, to not come to the workplace. And I think Workforce Healthcare is this great app where employees can do the screening at home to assess whether they are fine for them to come to the workplace or not, so that we reduce the number of people that come to the workplace with the virus. So with the app, it will assess whether you have a positive screen or negative screen. If you have a positive screen, Workforce Healthcare does have a 24/7 GP virtual consult. And the GPs will assess whether the employee will need to be tested or whether they need to just be given treatment for the condition that they're having. But, I mean, it's always effective when you're doing the screening properly. And having a security guard in the gate doing that, they don't really understand the implications of a positive screening. So what we're advising at Workforce Healthcare is that if it's done by healthcare professionals, such as nurses that we provide, then they'll be able to be good control measures, and there's a better understanding of what a positive screening entails. So positive screening is very important. And then another thing that Workforce Healthcare recommends as well is that we review the vulnerable employees to ensure that they're better protected in the workplace. And I think with the vulnerable employees, it's quite a tricky one, because at some point, you know, they were at home because of when the numbers were high. And then when the numbers went low around October, November, then we tried to reintegrate them into the workplace, because You know, they can't, most of them are blue collar workers and they can't work from home. So now with the, us anticipating that the numbers will be high come January, I think the vulnerable employees, they need to, that they need to be reassessed to say when they can then come back to work, but not immediately in the first few weeks when staff return to work. And I think when staff return to work, like as he said, it's very important that they're educated so they don't come to the workplace having symptoms. And another thing with the recommendations is that, you know, there's the new antigen testing as well. So with the antigen testing, it's also as effective as a PCR, but you get the results within 15 minutes, and then you'll know whether someone is having a current COVID-19 infection. So we're also recommending that in the workplace, there should be some antigen testing that is done when you are having a positive screening in the company, because that will also allow for a quick management of the employee should they be positive. So they will be sent to isolation and quarantine will be, or with the other employees will be done should they be contacted. So I think those are the measures that we'd like the employers to look into. And also, let's not forget about the mental health of employees. I think it's also very important that the employers support the employees' mental health. And yeah, that's what we're recommending basically as workforce healthcare.
Now, you mentioned, you know, the psychological issues. The pandemic has certainly exacerbated many psychological issues due to stress, financial stress and grief and so on. What can employers do to help the employees manage these issues?
Yeah. So, I mean, with the mental health, it's a very important issue. And I think the mental health, it plays a very important role in health, and you shouldn't just be looking at the physical part and just making sure that the person is COVID negative or positive, but the mental health is also affected by this positive by this COVID 19. So what is available from Workforce Healthcare is the COVID-19 support, which is 24/7, and it's by a trained counselor and psychologist. And all issues that you're having of grief, stress, or anxiety related to COVID-19, you can speak to a counselor who will be able to offer you support there. And I think with this as well, there's also an employee assistance program, and I think that's what has been available throughout for many companies prior to COVID-19. So employee assistance program is also very important for the issues of mental health to be dealt with when it comes to the employer helping the employees.
There are new guidelines from the Department of Labor that has been released. What are the changes compared to the previous one?
So, I mean, with the guidelines, is it the regulations? I mean, lately when the president announced the restrictions?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So, I mean, with those, I mean, there is still a lot of things that are still from the first wave that they've repeated. So, I mean, the employer should not allow an employee into the workplace without having a mask on. So it's still the same things that they did have with the restrictions. And I think those restrictions are still good, and it should be that it is done that way, because according to the Occupational Health and Safety Act, it is the employer's responsibility to make sure that the workplace is a safe environment for the employees to work in. So it's very important that the employer abides to those regulations. But also, it's not just the employer taking care of the employee, but the employee also need to ensure that they also making sure that the workplace is a safe environment as well, by making sure that they do not come to the workplace with the virus, and that they also taking precautions to avoid, to prevent themselves contracting the virus. So, I mean, it's both ways, that the employer and the employee's responsibilities in order for them to create a healthy, safe workplace.
Dr. Moshinyani, it's been lovely chatting to you this evening on the program. Thank you so much for giving us insight into this issue and the situation. And we do hope that all South Africans and globally, everybody is able to stay safe during this period. And we do hope we're able to stop the spread of the virus by acting responsibly.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mr. Ibrahim. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you. Have a great evening. 22 minutes to the hour of 7. This is the Daily Roundup program on Radio Islam International.